From Spark and Anvil and Equation Quest, this is Solo, in Chapter 1 of the Equation Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Solo grew up in the largest family in the town of Quint. The town of Quint is small. Solo's family was, by official town records count, 9 children, 2 parents, 1 grandmother who lived in the back room, 2 dogs, 1 cat, and 1 tortoise who is technically still alive at the age of 53. That is, in total, 16 heartbeats under one roof. Solo was the 7th of the 9 children. He learned very young that there was no such thing as finding somebody in his house. There was only moving everything else out of the way until you found them. If you wanted to find your mother, you did not call out mother. You did not call out anything in the house, because if you called out, every other person in the house would hear you, and at least 3 of them would think you were calling them, and you would suddenly have a cue. Instead, you walked through the kitchen, looked, walked past the playroom, looked, walked around the cousin who was sleeping in the hallway, looked, walked up the stairs, looked. Eventually, in the linen cupboard, or the garden shed, or the bench by the well, you would find your mother.
This took, on average, 6.5 minutes. Solo had figured out, by the age of 9, that finding anybody in his family was the same as removing everything else. You did not search for the person, you eliminated the non-persons. When everything else had been moved aside, the person remained. This was, although Solo did not know it yet, the principle of isolating a variable. In algebra, you do not search for x directly. You remove every other term from x's side of the equation, one at a time, by doing the opposite operation. You add or subtract constants. You multiply or divide coefficients. You unbuild the layers. When everything else has been moved away from x, x is left, alone, and you have your answer. Solo found out that this had a name when he was 16. A traveling algebra teacher came through Quint, giving a free lecture in the town hall. Quint was small enough that any traveling lecturer attracted approximately the entire town. The algebra teacher wrote on a small chalkboard the equation, 2x plus 7 equals 19. She said to the audience, "How do we solve this?"
Most of the audience did not raise their hands. They were tired. They had come for entertainment, not algebra. Solo, who was sitting in the back row, raised his hand. The algebra teacher said, "Yes?" Solo said, "You move the 7 away from x by subtracting 7 from both sides. Then you move the 2 away from x by dividing both sides by 2. Then x is alone, and x is 6. The algebra teacher said, "That was extraordinarily quick. Where did you learn that?" Solo said, "I have 8 siblings."
The algebra teacher laughed. She thought he was making a joke. He was not making a joke. He was telling her exactly where he had learned it. She walked over to him after the lecture. She asked him a few more questions. Then she said, "Have you considered teaching mathematics?" Solo said, "I have considered leaving my house." The algebra teacher, who was wise, understood that these 2 desires were for Solo the same desire. He came to the Equation Quest Academy 6 months later, at 17. He arrived with 1 small suitcase. He had, by his own count, the first private bedroom he had ever had in his life. He has been teaching at the academy for 22 years.
He still goes home to Quint twice a year, for midsummer and midwinter. He still loves his family. He still has 8 siblings. Everybody is alive. The tortoise is too. He still finds people by eliminating non-people. When children come to his class for the first time and ask nervously whether the technique of isolating a variable is hard, Solo always says the same thing. You don't search for x.
you move everything else away from X, one step at a time. He adds, after a small pause, it also helps if you don't shout. Children find this confusing. Solo, after another small pause, sometimes explains. Sometimes he just lets them wonder.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Solo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.